NPR's business news starts with a blow to U.S. creditworthiness. Pointing to the nation's mounting debt, the rating agency Standard & Poor's lowered its credit outlook for the U.S. government. It's a warning that the agency might downgrade its rating on U.S. bonds. Well, to find out what this means, we've called David Wessel, economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. David, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Walk us through the basics. What does it mean when a credit rating agency cuts its outlook?
Well, credit rating agencies give investors guidance as to how likely it is that a borrower will pay back the money that an investor gives it. The best rating of all you can have is AAA. The U.S. has a AAA rating, and Standard & Poor's didn't change that rating. But what they said is the outlook is negative, by which they mean they think that if the Congress and the President don't get together and do something about the deficit in the next couple of years, they would be likely to downgrade us to something less than AAA. And if it's less than AAA, then you have to pay more to borrow because you're seen as a riskier borrower. They didn't do anything today but issue a warning, but the warning is a pretty loud warning.
Okay, so the outlook downgraded to negative. What is your sense why this has happened now?
You know, it's a good question, and I'm not really sure why they did it now. It's interesting that Moody's, the other big rating agencies, faced with the same thing, said they consider all this talk about doing something about the deficit positive for the bond market. So I don't actually know why they did it now, but I think that there's a lot of noise in the markets and a lot of concern about the ability of state and local governments, national governments, to pay their debts. We've seen all this talk of whether the Europeans are going to be able to do it. And this is just a time when people are focusing on it. And there have been so much yelling in Washington, I think they really made a dent on them.
What's the reaction on Wall Street so far? How are the markets reacting?
Well, it's interesting. The stock market didn't like it. It's down about 200 points so far. But the bond market, the people who buy these treasuries, they kind of shrugged it off. And I suspect that this will pass in the stock market, because it wasn't like anything in the report was really new. It was just the fact that they said it and put it all in one document that seems to have made a difference.
Now, you know, we should note S&P and the other credit rating agencies missed the mark during the financial crisis. They gave high ratings to securities that ended up tanking. There were some mild reforms, but the agencies were really raked over the coals. Do they still hold a lot of clout now when they come out with this kind of verdict?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's a lot of talk that they are very good at pointing out the obvious after it's already obvious to everybody, serving as an early warning. And there's also the case that, having been burned during the financial crisis, maybe they're a little quicker now to shout out that someone's in trouble. But whatever you think of the value of their work, it's clear that the markets do listen, and it makes a difference. And the fact that the stock market reacted today is a sign that it's not just some lunatic shouting on the street. People listen.
Now, the backdrop here in Washington, of course, is lots of debate ongoing about how to cut the deficit, whether it's a good idea to raise the debt ceiling. How is today's action by Standard & Poor's likely to play out? Is it likely to play out and influence the political debate in Congress?
Well, my guess is everybody will use it as an excuse to do what they wanted to do anyways. I think the real practical thing is it's a reminder to Congress that the markets are watching, and that lifting the federal debt ceiling, which isn't mentioned in this report but is very much on people's minds, is too important to treat cavalierly. So I think it's a reminder to Congress that they've been told the markets are watching and you got to get your act together, and this is a reminder of that.
All right. David, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's David Wessel, economics editor of The Wall Street Journal, talking about the news today. Standard & Poor's has lowered its credit outlook for the U.S. government.